What's that book you're reading?
It's about astronomy, black holes, planets, the Big Bang.
Not exactly a light read, but I suppose you like that sort of thing. Me, I like to relax when I read.
It's just, I read this article online the other day. It was about this physicist. She discovered these things called pulsars, which are like, well, they're an incredible kind of star.
She?
Yeah, her name's Jocelyn Bell Burnell. She's a respected physicist. Well, that's the thing. That's what got me interested. There aren't many women working in that area.
But hang on, she discovered these stars?
Yeah, she was a postgraduate student at the time, but the guy who was her supervisor got all the credit.
You're kidding.
No, he won the Nobel Prize.
So who did you say this woman was?
Jocelyn Bell Burnell.
But I've never even heard of her.
Well, no, that's the point. On this website, it talks about, well, it's got a whole lot of information on people like her. You know, people who work behind the scenes and don't get the credit or don't become famous. It was really interesting.
Yeah, I bet there are a lot of people like that.
I mean, she really is an inspiring woman. Even when she was at high school, they weren't going to let her join the science class.
When was this?
Back in the 50s.
Really? Even in the 50s?
Yeah. And then at the end of the year, she came top of her class. And when she was doing her PhD and made her amazing discovery, she had a young child and was having to manage a whole lot of things in her private life too. I mean, she was really determined, but in a quiet way. And then, when the newspapers wanted to interview her, they didn't want to know about her research. They just asked a lot of stupid questions about her height, her clothes, that sort of thing.
That's terrible, isn't it? So, is that a biography of her that you're reading?
Well, no, it's just a book about astrophysics.
Astrophysics? Just? So, you're going to become, what, a rocket scientist or something?
Well, no. I don't know. The thing is, after I read the article, I found an interview with Jocelyn Bell Burnell online. And she was talking about how even today, there still aren't many women who go into science and become scientists.
So now you want to go back to university and do a physics degree?
Maybe. But you know, why not? I've always been good at science and I used to really enjoy physics.
But are you really prepared to study and put in all that effort?
Yeah, I think I am.
Well, you've always been motivated, that's for sure. And stubborn.
But I'm still thinking about it. Doing some reading, that kind of thing.
Well, actually, good on you. Why not make a change? Take a risk. I admire that.
Yeah, actually, that's what she says in the interview. Be prepared to take a risk. You'll probably surprise yourself. And she said something else very simple about women wanting to be scientists. Go for it. And I thought, yeah, why shouldn't I?